All right, we're sitting here talking about fate and free will, and we're going to speak with you guys about the line that you clicked the link to. So, yeah, what do you guys think about fate and free will?
I think that this line is a great example to highlight the difference between whether Adam and Eve really did have free will or whether they were just forced to make certain decisions based on God's will throughout the story.
Like she said, I think that this line is especially illustrative because you have this moment where it could go both ways, where Adam could be following the will of God through his free will, choosing to do what he thinks that God would want him to do, or you could have Adam just kind of like mindlessly following the will of God because he has no choice and it's God's will.
In this particular situation, when Eve is debating whether she and Adam should split up their work or not, it seems that Eve is choosing to have a free choice, and it seems that in this particular situation, when Eve is wanting to split up from Adam, that she is demonstrating her free will, but Adam says that best are all things as the will of God ordained them, which implies that Adam thinks that God's will is for them to stay together and hopefully have a better chance of withstanding temptation. So, do you guys think that Eve leaving and splitting up demonstrates a free choice, or is God allowing them to split up and thereby orchestrating another event and allowing them to be more easily tempted?
Yeah, I think this is all this is definitely all a part of God's plan in this. We can just see this narrative playing out through the way really paradise lost ends and where paradise regained begins, because this is all centered toward the emergence of Jesus Christ and the Son. So if you look at the Son throughout Paradise Lost, you see him as a very heroic figure, something that only shows up for a little bit, but you see how God predicates the fact that, when the Son comes, all of this will be, I guess, restored back to the right way. So Eve going off, going back to this question, Eve going off and wanting to do her own thing is only from God's allowance. It's only from God's foreknowledge and him allowing it to happen. So I guess off of that, I would say that that's more of a fated type of aspect.
I agree. I definitely think that Eve is motivated by her personality, her pride, her desire to prove herself, her desire to be seen as an equal of Adam, because throughout Paradise Lost, we're told that she is not equal, she is less, she is inferior, or that she is just meant for different things, and Adam is definitely supposed to be over her, kind of helping her, and almost a teacher sort of role. So I definitely feel like these personality traits that cause Eve to want to go on her own and want to prove herself are given to her by God. And of course, a God who is all-knowing has foreknowledge that these traits are going to cause her to want to prove herself and eventually cause her to fall.
Right before Adam states this line about God's will, Eve is saying that she prefers to be split up from Adam because she thinks that her faith and love would be stronger if it was tested and if it prevailed over temptation. So that almost demonstrates a sense of pride within Eve, along with those other personality traits. Does God give her that pride, or is that an innate thing in humans? It almost seems as though that's an example of a sin of pride, even though it's not specified as that by Milton.
I mean, if you look at, the facts, if you look at the facts and the word that you just used, innate, if you look at innate inherently, that means that it was given to you by something, by, your environment. It's already there. So the only thing that would already be created within you is something that God created within you. So innately, yes, I do believe that God gave her, just like you said about the pride and the, and the arrogance, and, God didn't necessarily give her those things, but he allowed it to manifest within her, and so I completely agree.
I mean, also, we look at God, and it seems like God is also using the same logic where you need to be tested to prove yourself. That's why he tests Adam and makes him ask for Eve. That's why he asks Adam to name the creatures. That's why he, ultimately, I think he has this temptation is to test them, to test their loyalty. So I feel like this logic is not just something that Eve is using. I feel like it kind of resonates throughout Paradise Lost, just in many of the characters.
By Adam saying that he thought that best are all things as ordained by the will of God, again, like I said, it implies that God's will is for them to remain together to be stronger against temptation. But we know from how the story ends that if God's will was done, then God's will was for Adam and Eve to fall. And that implies that Adam was actually deceived by the will of God. How does that affect our view of Milton's God and the way that Milton portrays him? Milton portrays God as almost a selfish being that ultimately wants glory for his son, Jesus.
Well, I would say, first of all, you have to look at, you know, is that really deception or not? I would in most cases say no, that wasn't deception, just because God didn't sit down with Adam and tell him, you know, this is what I think you should do, this is what I don't think you should do. No, it was more of, you know, God allowed them to speak with the angels. God allowed them to, you know, have this facade of free will when really God was sitting up on his throne making sure that all these things went out in a certain way. And just like I said before, the end game is Jesus Christ. So if you look at it, so if you look at the end game being Jesus Christ and him coming to save humanity, the necessity of Adam and Eve falling is very paramount. If they don't fall, there's no need for Jesus Christ. So in that, I think that's definitely a decree that God has, and it's necessary for them to fall in that situation.
I don't agree. I definitely think that it is a form of deception to present yourself one way, to present circumstances one way, and make somebody think that this is your will, or make somebody think that this is the right thing to do, when in truth it's actually going to have negative consequences.
So I think we've covered a lot of great points and a lot of different perspectives on what exactly this line means for the entire poem of Paradise Lost. And one final thing is, it's a little bit ironic how Adam says, best are all things as the will of God ordained them, because he implies that it's best for Adam and Eve to do that, to obey God. But really, we have to ask ourselves, who is it really best for? Because God's will certainly doesn't benefit Adam and Eve in the end by them sinning, but it definitely ultimately gives Jesus the glory at the end of the story.
I would agree. Jesus does get the glory. Yeah, I feel like it's all, whenever Adam says that, I feel he's saying that for his benefit. There are a lot of factors that play into why he said that, his love for Eve mostly. But I would definitely say as the end result, though, God's will is happening because of Jesus Christ coming.
Yeah, and I definitely think that it was really apt of Milton to pick this to show that people today, and I'm sure in Milton's time, actually did take things and interpret things and use their will and mask their will with God's will, intentionally, unintentionally. So, but overall, in the end, I think that this is best for God and maybe not best for us.